There are plans to address this, but I think it's like the speed of these plans, and they take a long time. So I was just emphasising again the importance of having an alternative path, I suppose, installed as quickly as possible. And in the meantime, for signs to be put up to say that that the tide comes in quite high there now at the Rock Armour, and it is difficult to access the path at high tide. So I suppose it's just to create more of an awareness in the public as well. We've lots of visitors coming during the summer. It's a very popular beach. It's a beautiful beach. And it's just to make people aware that at high tide, that the new path, which is very, very welcome, it can be quite inaccessible at high tide.
And what do you think then is the solution long term then?
Well, the solution long term would be that to provide an alternative, to provide an alternative path to the right hand side of the new slipway. So that, and it's just not clear at present, and because the rock is covering, you know, the entire beach. I think just to the right hand side where the rock ends, if there was an alternative path, put it in there, then you can just access along the top of the Rock Armour and back up onto the ordinary path again.